Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 61, Through the Valley. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Just let that land for a moment. David didn't write this from a comfortable place, from a life without trouble. He wrote it from inside the valley, and still, he sang. That tells me something about faith. Faith is not the absence of the valley. It is the courage to walk through it. Notice something small, but it carries everything. David says he walks through the valley. Through, not into, not under, not settled in. He is moving. The valley has an entrance, and the valley has an exit. You were not made to take up residence in your suffering. You were made to pass through it. That is not denial of the pain. That is the truth about it. This is a passage, not a home. And look at what he calls it, the shadow of death. A shadow can frighten you, but a shadow cannot wound you. And here is the thing about shadows we so easily forget. A shadow only exists where a light is burning somewhere. If there is darkness around you today, that does not mean the light went out. It means there is a light. And right now, you are standing between it and the wall. The valley's dark is not the final word. But here is the heart of this verse. Here is where David goes deepest. At some point in this psalm, something shifts. He stops talking about God, and he starts talking to him. It moves from he makes me lie down, and he leads me, to you are with me. Do you see it? The pain shortened the distance of prayer. Sometimes the valley does only one thing. It drives you closer to God. And if that is all it does, my friend, that is grace enough. God did not promise a detour. He did not promise you would go around the valley. He promised himself inside it. And sometimes, when you are deep in that valley, and the only thing you can say is you are with me, that one sentence outweighs every question, every why, every explanation you were hoping for. And he comes with a rod and a staff. The rod defends. When danger approaches, the shepherd moves first. The staff corrects. When you lose your way in the dark and start drifting in the wrong direction, he reaches out, pulls you gently back, and sets your feet right again. This is not a distant shepherd watching from a hill. This is a present, attentive shepherd, one who knows your name and who knows your valley. So today, before breakfast, I want you to do one thing. Pray Psalm 23:4 out loud, but don't pray it in the abstract. Put the name of your actual valley into it. Say it like this. Even though I walk through this season of grief, or even though I walk through this fear about my health, or even though I walk through this uncertainty, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Say it aloud. Let your mouth declare what your soul is still learning to believe. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.